Very nice. I usually don't enjoy these things. Okay. Let's get started because I'm going to fall asleep. So. Okay. Amar Beloz. So what did Mishnah say? Mishnah said, Yotzu Mechutuch HaMasuris, if the baby came out cut up or breech, Roish makes leid. And as in a normal birth, when the head comes out first, the Roish makes leid. The baby came out breech, so you need Roish. Or Mechutuch. Now we have to see what that means. Let's see. Omer Rebbe Loza, we're talking about Mechutuch. Afilo HaRoish Imohet. Even if the Roish came out, we're talking about a baby that came out Mechutuch, chopped up in pieces, it will not be leid. In other words, the Roish doesn't count when it's chopped up. Okay, Rebbe Yechonam Aloshon Olshayna Roish Imohet. That's when you need Roish. Avoh Roish Imohen, go to the side. Hareyu Kiyolud, meaning the Roish is the Roish. I don't care if it's Mechutuch or not. Once the Roish came out, you have a Machloigis where the Roish counts in a Mechutuch. Zog the Gemara Lema, Bidishmu Komiflige, Doma Shmu Ein Roish Poita Binafolim. We had this before. Shmu holds in Pchairis that Roish doesn't pata in the falling. As if you have a Nafel, it's born head first, it's not called a Leida till Roiv comes out. Lechura, that's the machloikis. The Beloza is saying that Roish doesn't count. He holds like Shmuel. That ain't Roish, Paita bin a fallen. And Reb Yochanan is saying that Roish counts even here, because he holds Roish, Paita bin a fallen. So well, not necessarily. Bisholein kuli amalo pligi. Could well be here, this is not Shmuel says, even if a Nafel comes out whole, the baby's dead, but the body comes out whole, the Roish doesn't count. That doesn't say over here. Could be that Bisholein everybody holds the Roish will pater if the whole body came out whole. Keep pligi b'mechutuch. He said this is a more limited machlekes. This Roish pater has been a fallen. Everybody holds. The question is Roish pater by mechutuch. Mar sovar b'sholem hudiko choshev. That's Reb Loza. That a Roish is choshev. And that constitutes leido. That's by a sholem. Even though the baby's dead, it's a nefel, but it's sholem. So the Roish is choshev. But b'mechutuch leiko choshev. That's a Beloza. My sovar b'mechutuch nami choshev. Okay, we'll skip the parentheses. So that's the first. That's the first way of going. And the Gemara says, Pshat the Mishnah, the Gemara says that it could be. It's only a machlokes a mechutuch. Everybody holds be'etzem roish pat has been the fallen, not like Shmuel and Pchayus. Iga the Masin lo lo shmeitz abap in nafshin. Not on the Mishnah. It's not a machlokes. Omer Reb Elazar ein ha roish kiroy vevorim. Roish is not equal to Roiv. Now Rashi points out he can't be talking by a regular baby. That's a Mefurish Mishnah. That Yotzeh Kedarko to Roish Patis. He must be talking by a Nefel. So he's now basically saying Shmuel, Ein Ha Roish Ke Roiv Evorim. That in a Nefel, the Roish doesn't count, meaning Ein Ha Roish Poite Ben Nefolim. Reb Yochanan Omar, Ha Roish Ke Roiv Evorim. Meaning, Roish, even by a Nefel, is considered like a Roiv, meaning Roish, Paita bin a Fallen. Vikom Miflagi bin a Shmuel. And the Machloik is this. It's really the same thing. Just Rashi says, in the first Lashon, since they're going back on the Mishnah of Mechutuch, we can learn what the Gemara says, that they're not Mechulik in all Nefallen. We can make it that in all Nefallen, they hold Roish Patas. They're only Mechulik in Mechutuch. The second way, when it has nothing to do with the mission, they just set up machloikis where the roish is keroiv. There it would sound like it's a general machloikis where the roish patas bin afol. Okay. Now our mission, we said, our mission seems to be mashma that roish doesn't work by mechutuch, because the mission said yotze mechutuch, you need roiv. The mission seems to say roish doesn't work. Let's see. Where are we? 1 second. Tonight, unza mission. Yotze mechutuch or mesuris. So the mission is two cases, right? Look, how do we look truth of the mission? Mechutuch, it came out cut up, or mesuris, it came out breach. But the first case mechutuch pashtis is not talking breach, right? There's two cases in the Mishnah: mechutuch or mesuris. Pashtis, the first case came out head first. Just it was mechutuch. Misha yotze rubo hareyu kiol. You need roiv. Now midika omar, from the fact that the Mishnah said you have to put an oy in there. Oy mesuris. That means the first case of the Mishnah mechutuch is not talking mesuris. It's mechutuch that came out head first. Michal de mechutuch kitikuno. It came out head first. And yet it says, V'ko'omar mishayotzo rubo hareza ki'olot. So the Mishnah is saying, that's the partial way to read the Mishnah, that if a baby comes out head first, but it's mechutich, when is the leida? By roish. Meaning roish doesn't help on a mechutich. That is exactly what the Blazer said in the first lashon against Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that if the roish comes out by mechutich, it's considered a lady, only roish. Kashel Rabbi Yochanan. Okay? Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, we have to read the Mishnah differently. The Mishnah doesn't mean two cases, mechutich or mesuris. It's one case, mechutich or mesuris. The baby came out chopped up feet first. Then you need roish. Okay, doesn't do that. That's not roish. One case. That's very nice, but it says oy in the Mishnah. There's two cases in this Mishnah. He's making it. He's reading the Mishnah in a very simple way. The baby came out. Breach chopped into pieces. You need roif. Okay, that's very nice. Except the Mishnah doesn't say that. It says two cases there. There's an oy there. This is how he reads the Mishnah. Hochi ka'oma yotze mechutach. Oh, sholem, that's the O. It came out cut up or whole. But zevizem misuris, mishiyotze ruba reza kiyol. There's two cases in the Mishnah, but not exactly the way we read it. Not mechutach or misuris. It's mechutach or sholem. But both cases misuris. Because the Mishnah is telling me that baby came out breech, whether it was whole or in pieces, you need roif. But when it came out head first, the Mishnah is not discussing that. Rabbi Yochanan also came out head first, then the head makes later, even in a cut up baby. Okay. Omer Rav Papa Kitanoi. This takes a few steps, but the Rav Papa wants to set up a machloikis tanoim in this machloikis, meaning whether Roish, the first system, whether Roish b'mechutach is considered a later, which is the first system in the Gemara, machloikis b'lezer Rabbi Yochanan. He wants to make it a machloikis tanoi. So let's see how he does. It takes a little while till we get there. Omar Rav Papa, kitanoi. Let's see carefully. It's not so simple here. Yotzo mechutach, o mesuris. Okay, it's two cases. Mishi yotzo rubo, harehu kiyolut. Okay? Mechutach, or mesuris, breach. How do you get laid at roif? Reb Yoisei Meir, mishi yotzo kitikuno. Now, what's the very kitzkun? I mean, it has to come out, what do you call it? It has to come out head first. Now, the simple reading that Brisa, Rabbi Yossi, doesn't seem to make too much sense. And what did Tanakama say? If it came out mechutach, or it came out mesuris breach, with roiv you get later. Comes Rabbi Yossi and says, it's got to come out head first. He seemingly is disagreeing that when it comes out mesuris, even roiv won't do the trick. Now that's a strange thing. I mean, that nobody ever said. I mean, roiv at a baby is roiv at a baby. But that's something more we read very simply. He said, mechutach or mesuris, roiv makes later. He says, it's got to come out head first. Meaning, if it came out feet first, even the roiv won't do the trick. My ko'oma, how could he say such a thing? That doesn't make sense. Omer av popo hochi ko'oma. Yotz mechutach or mesuris. It came out, again, we're changing the price. It came out, mechutach mesuris. Meaning, breach in pieces. What did the Tanakhama say? Mishiyotza rubo harehu kiyol. Okay, that's okay. It came out feet first, mechutach. Roiv makes later. Okay. But what's the mashmos? Pokitikuno, had it come out head first, even though it was mechutach, you wouldn't need roiv. Horoish paite. That's basically like Rabbi Yochanan, that roish pat is even mechutach. Rabbi Yosi mer. You have to have rov kitikuna. Now again, Rabbi Yossi is still shver, because how are you reading it now? The Tanakhama said, it came out, let's go back to the Rabbi, what did the Tanakhama say? It came out, mechutach and mesuris, okay? Breach in pieces. You need roiv. To which Rabbi Yossi said, when there's later, rubo kitikuno. Again, it's mashma, that if it came out, what do you call it? If it came out feet first, even roiv wouldn't help by mechutach. Vaitas shverizach. Maskev lo rav zvid michlal de mesuris ruba nami lo poiter. Because he seems to be saying you need roiv kitikuno. Roiv when it's coming out head first. Mashma, feet first, even roiv wouldn't help. Vaitas shverizach. See, before we said we thought he meant roiv wouldn't help when it comes out feet first whole. That was at my karma. That's tam. Couldn't be. Now we're moving into mechutah, but still it's a strange thing. It came out feet first, but mechutah, roif won't help. Why not? I mean, that certainly is a leid. Elom Ravzvid. That's how you have to read it. Hochi koma. The Tanakhama is saying, yotzu mechutah umesuris. Feet first, cut up. Mishayotza ruba reza kiyolet. Roiv makes late. Hokiti kuno. But if it came out head first, even though it was mechutach, ha roish poiter. Meaning what? Roish is pater be mechutach. Rabbi Yosi Omer, he's going on that diuk. The diuk was that it came out head first mechutach, the roish pater. Rabbi Yosi says no. Mishayotza kiti kuno lechayim. The only time Roish helps is when it's like a live baby. Not alive, but like a live baby, meaning whole. Meaning he's saying that it doesn't work b'mechutach. And that's exactly the machloikis. Again, the Tanakhama said, Yotze mechutach u'mesuris. It came out feet first, chopped up. Roiv makes later. That's only because it came out feet first. But if it came out head first, the head would make later, even though it's coming out in pieces, meaning the Roish Patas by Mechutach. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Comes Rabbi Yosi and says, hold on the diyuk, you said if it came out head first, the head would do it. The head only works when it's Ketikun Olechayim, meaning when it's similar to a live baby, meaning it's a whole baby. But when the head comes out as a piece, that not. That's exactly the Machloikis, where the Roish Patas by Mechutach. That was the Machloikis, the blood and Rabbi Yochanan that we started with. Tanya nami hochi, yotzu mechutuch mesuris, not oi, mesuris, mishayotzu rubo, hareza kiyolot. It came out feet first in pieces. When's the later? By roiv. Or kitzi kuna, you got it mamish in the brisa now. If it came out head first in pieces, or roish, toiter. Meaning a roish that comes out as a mechutuch has the chshivas of roish. That's a b'yoyganon. Rabbi Yosi says, no, mishayotzu kitzi kuna lechayim. Only when a head comes out as it would in a live baby, meaning in a whole body, then it has shivas. But when the head comes out in a mechutach, it doesn't count. That was a beleza. Now, what's made kitikun olachayim? Veizu kitikun olachayim mishayotza roiv roisha. Now we have to get now. When we say, we have to be careful. When we say laid, is either roiv of the body or the roish? It's not really the head. It's roiv of the roish. We said in the Mishnah, roiv of the head. What does that mean? The ezu roiv roishay. So let's go carefully. Reb Yosi Omer mishayotzu tzedo'ov. What did I say? If it's tzedo'ov, I understand is where we have the payas. No, it's over here. Right. Over here. This, no, the head is coming out this way. The baby comes out till here. This is one of my Lazi Rashi. Rashi teaches tzedo'ov. Tanflish. So on the side of my Gemara it says Tanflish. What does it mean in Hebrew? Stoim. Rashi says Stoim is Tanflish. Look there, Tanflish means Stoim. Okay, good. He's right. I just don't help me too much. Okay. That's one shot. The baby has to come out till the temples. Abachanon Mishum Yeshuam. This is how we pass it. Mishayotza Padachto. Padachas is the forehead, which usually means Arachoita. Till here. So that's less, I think. He's saying till here. He's saying till it's a little bit further. A little more, the head has to come out the first mandoma. Now, the last mandoma, I'm not sure what it means. Yesh oimrim mishiyiro karne roishoy. So Rashi says there, karne roishoy, goiva roishoy, she'etzel ha'oiref. What did I say? I think he means till here, which would be a little bit more. Yeah, I'm not sure what that means. I mean, the highest part of the skull, you see, it comes out immediately. That can't mean that. Can I get a oir? If I assume it means, you know, this the high part where you're filling, you know, that bone over there. Anybody they explain anything to that? I don't know exactly what it means here. My guess is it means more than what we need. But Padachas is still here. Stov is a little bit more till here. It seems to me this person, this mandam is requiring a little bit more.
But the first two is less. The second one is less than the first.
Yes.
So you think this would be less than the second?
Yeah, but
I just the top right over the just
I mean, mamish the top of the head. He's the least.
Just past the top of the head.
Push past the crown on top. Okay, really, I don't know. That's Rashi's word. I don't know. Goiva roishoy, the top of the head, she eats the loyrif towards the back. I mean, the first. Makes that turn. Maybe. Okay, I mean, so we're going in descending order.
Right.
First Van Domini is still here. The next Van Domini is still here. And the next Van Domini is like till here, let's say. Uh-huh. Okay. The halacha, we go with the middle person. Let's say it's till here. It's very important, like Abaye Agunas also, when we recognize a person, a dead person, you need this much. Padachas. One can recognize. Yeah. One says you could recognize a person, not a padachas. Okay, we'll get to that in Yevamos someday. Okay, good. So it's less. We're going descending order. Good. Okay. Hamapeles Vein Yodua Ma. She had a nafil, right? She doesn't know. Now she knows it was a vlad. We have to be careful. We have a vlad. We don't know if it's a zohar and a keva. So that we've had already. Teishev lezohar ulin a keva. Let's get this straight. What does it mean lezohar ulin a keva? You got to go to chumra. Meaning what? A zohar has 7 days of tumah and then 33 freebie days. You may toya. She can see dam from the morning till the night. She's tar. The toya said you made dam toya. 7 and 33. When you hit 41, you're back on a regular system. It becomes a neither. A yoledes nekeva is double. 14 days of tumah, whether she sees or not. 66 days of tyra, whether she sees or not. Now, what does it mean? Teishev lezochor ule nekeva. You got to go lechum. Means the first 14 days are tumah, no matter what. The freebies can only go to 40 because it might be a zochor. So you get 14 days of tumah, 26 days of tyra. Then you go back to the regular system because you gotta play both things. Okay, that we've had before. Hamapelas when you do mao teishiv lezocha ulin a cave. And you do in vlad hoyo. Now I don't know if it was a vlad altogether. Here I have one more chumra. Imlav teishiv lezocha ulin a cave ulin nido. Meaning, in the first case, let's say she sees dam on day 16. She's tohor in the first case. Because it's a sofik zohar, sofik nekeva. So 14 days she's tummy. But on day 16, she's tar no matter what. Either it's a zohar. Zohar, you get the freebies from 8 till 40. The cave of the freebies are from 15 till 80. Till 80. So let's say on day 16, that's tar no matter what. That's if you know it's a vlad. But if you're not sure it's a vlad, then there's no yemei toya. She sees on day 16, right? So if it's a zohar, it's dam toya. If it's in a keva, it's dam toya. But if she never had a baby, then this is dam nido. So it's more of a chumra. You don't get you may toya. That's what it's teishel a zohar ula in a keva ula nido. You got to puzzle all puzzles. She's the worst off. She's tummy came out no matter how energy is, because no matter what you're going to be tummy then kimat. We'll see later. There's one case where you can work it out. Okay, good. So my kids, if you know it's a vlad, you know there's a leido, you don't know zohar in a keva, you get 14 days teishel zohar in a keva, 14 days of tumah, you do get 26 days of tyra, and then you're back on a regular schedule. Misof. If you don't even know if it's a vlad, then you have to say there was no vlad altogether, maybe, and there's no yemei toya. You can never give yemei toya. You can't say 16 is tov. She's done. Maybe she doesn't have a baby. She doesn't have a baby. She's a regular neither. Okay. Omer b'shuvan levi. We had this on Daf Yud Ches. Ovra Nor, the Hipila. She had an Apollo. Mevia Korban Venechal. Now, she doesn't know what happened. She doesn't know what that thing came out was. Because it fell right into the water. Mevia Korban Venechal. She brings a Korban Chatas, and it's Nechal, meaning it's a real Chatas. Meaning, we assume that she had a baby. If it was supik, she couldn't eat that carb. Remember, this is one of the Gemara Raya's back there that you say Roiv as a Vadai. Why didn't he count it? Because it's not a Mishnah, whatever. But he's taking on as a Vadai that there's a Vlad. Why? Haleich acha Roiv Noshim, V'Roiv Noshim Vlad Ma'alya Yaldon. If we don't know if she had a baby or not, we know for sure she had a baby. Because Roiv Noshim Vlad Malya Yoldon. That's Mamish against the Mishnah. We just said in the Mishnah, if she doesn't know if it's a Zohar in a cave, she knows it's a Vlad, they should Zohar in a cave. But if she doesn't even know it's a Vlad, you have to assume that possibility it wasn't a Vlad. You're telling me that there's no possibility of it not being a Vlad. Because we have a Roiv, which is Kivadai, as Roiv Noshim, Vlad Malya Yoldon. Tanan, ain't you doing Vlad Hoyo, the Mishnah, Teshev Zohar in a cave, Ulanido, meaning you have to assume the possibility that she never had a baby. Amai, Teshev Lanido. What's that? Lema Halech Achar Roiv Noshim, what you just said. Rabbi Shmuel just said that Veroiv Noshin Vlad Mali Yoldon. So Gemara, there's a big difference here. Masnisin Bishlo Huzuka Ubra. We don't know that she was pregnant in the Mishnah. Chikam Shimon Levi Huzuka Ubra. Shua will end Levi is saying is then where we have a Isha Muberes before Neima. Now she was Mapel and we don't know what it was. That was a dead baby. It was the most chesnish was the most behemoth. We don't know. Says Rabbi Shimon Levi on that is a roiv noshim vlad mali yol. But the Mishnah is talking about Isha who's go ubro. We don't know anything there. We're starting from zero. We don't know. Something happened over there. We don't know. There we don't know. We don't know. Okay. Toshma behemo sheyotso mileyo. And since the Gemara here makes an assumption here that just like we say by people roiv, we say by behemoth is the same thing. So step over here. I don't know how much it zooms into it. Behemo sheyotso mileyo ubore konis, meaning yotso mileyo, she went out full. We know the baby, the animal was pregnant. Now she comes back. The animal, she went out the pasture. She comes back. She's reconis. So now we don't know what happened over there. Now what do we care? She was a behemoth that never had a baby before. So if... Okay, so what's that she had in the fields is gone. We don't have it. Now she becomes pregnant again. That second, that baby that's now born, is that a bchor or not? So if the first time when she disappeared, she had something that was shaykh to be a vlad, so this one is not a bchor. If the first time she had nothing, then this one is a bchor. So what's the din? Habo achrov bchor misofei. About it's a sorry. I don't know what happened the first time. Was she mapel stam a discharge? Then this is a bchor. Well, she had a baby, and this is not a bchor. Trying to get more understand. Just like you told me, but there's the step here. Just like you told me by Noshin, when it's Huzuka Ubra, we know she was Muberes, then we have a Roiv already that tells us that it was a Vlad Malya, then you should say the same thing here, and the next one should have either not be a bchor. Vamai, Haleich, Acha, Roiv, Behemis, Veroiv, Behemis, Vlad, Malya, Yoldon, Vahai, Poshatu. Why is this one born now in front of us? A Sophic bchor. Or it should be Vaday Apostle. Because we know for sure with this Roiv, just like you told me by Anisha, that's good enough for Korban Benechal. We take it on seriously, Vaday. So here though, I don't know what happened over there, but I have a robe that tells me she had a Vlad Mali this behemoth. So this one in front of us, a Porsche. Why are you making it for something poor? So if you Gemara, I got something else running against me here. Omar Ravino. Mishum deikol meimar, you're right. Rov behemis yoldos dover hapoyte bim bechayr. Rov, right. Umiutan yoldos dover shein pote bim bechayr. But we have another thing here. Bechol hayoldos, all behemis that have babies mitanfois. Mitanfois is a some sort of a discharge the animal would have a day before the birth. For this one didn't have that tinuf. She walked out the pasture. She's with us now. It's 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. She walked out to the pasture. We know her. She didn't have this tinuf. At 11 o'clock she came back. She had no baby. So there was no tinuf. You're right. You have a roiv that says she had a baby out there. But you have this that says she didn't. Because we know that any animal that gives birth to a baby had a tinuf the day before. She didn't. If a low tinfo is slaruba, that schwachs up the roiv. Frank, you understand? Now you're going all the way the other way. It shouldn't be a Sufik Pchor, it should be a Vaday Pchor. Because you're telling me, Roiv says she had a baby out there, but I know for sure she didn't. Because every animal that has a baby had a teen of the day before. She didn't. So it's not a Sufik Pchor, it's a Vaday Pchor. Still no good. He called her Yildis Matanfis, Homidaloy Matanfo, Pchor Malyahu. His wife is not the other way. We started off with a Kashu. Why should it be a Sufik Pchor? It should be nothing. Because we know for sure she had a Vlad Malya. Says the Gemara, that's a Roiv, but I have a Vaday the other way. I know for sure that if she had a baby, she would have had a tinuf yesterday. She didn't have it, so I know for sure she didn't have a baby. So this is a Vaday Pchor, Vaday Shred of Brisa. Elo'emo, it's not for sure, it's also a Roiv. Elo'emo, Roiv Yoldis Matanfis, Mezuho Vlotinfis Larubo. Look, you have two Roivs here. It's not, if nothing's Vaday here, there are two Roivs here. There's one, this animal was here in front of us, she went out to the pasture, she had a thing and came back. One Roiv tells me what she had out there was a good Vlad, because Roiv Behemis is Vlad Mali Yolda. One Roiv says it wasn't a Vlad, because I have a Roiv that says if she'd had a baby, she'd had a teen of yesterday. That's partially Roiv against Roiv. We're in a clash. Like the Sofik, I don't know what to do. Like the Sofik Club. Now, Tosis points out, obviously, that this is all true only if the animal went out for an hour and I came back an hour later. But if she was out there for 12 hours, then she well could have had the tituf there also. Then of course we'll go the other way. But we're talking about an animal went out at 10 o'clock and came back at 11 o'clock. No baby. Okay, then there was no tituf. Not enough time for tituf. So then we have clashing roivs. Roiv, Rabbi Yeshua and Levi's roiv said she had a baby out there, a valid baby, making this a non-bchor. The other roiv says she didn't have a baby, because had she had that baby, we would have seen a tituf in the previous 24 hours. It's roiv against roiv, like a sof. Okay, fasten your seatbelts. This is a mode, complicated computations now. He also Rovin Omar. Mosev Reb Yosef Reb Chanino Toye. Reb Yosef Chanino asked a kasha on Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Reb Yeshua ben Levi just gave us a yesod here that we have a roiv when you have huzuka ubra, when we know a woman was pregnant and the baby is not here in front of us. We have a roiv that she had a good vlad mal. On that roiv, Reb Yosef Chanino asked a kasha from the brisa called Toya. We'll see. It's about a woman who lost track of what happened. And says, Rovin, v'lo yedana mai tiyufta. He asked a kasha from a brisa, and I don't know what the kasha is. I mean, I don't buy it as a kasha. Mighty, what's going on over here? Tisanya. Okay, please, fasten your seatbelts. Isha sheyotzisom meleyo v'chozro both rekonis. She was pregnant, right? Now, and she went away for vacation. She comes back. She said, "No, he's pregnant." Right? Good. Now, once it's yotzei maleyo, this qualifies for Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is talking about huzuka ubra. So, in the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi world, now let's see what happened over here. Now she's completely lost track of everything. This is what's in front of us. Vehevia lifoneinu. There's going to be. We have 13 weeks of history. Of a history since she came back. Hevilafin Shloisha Shvuin Tahirin. 3 weeks Tahar. Meaning she waltzed in on a Sunday morning. It's easier to for me to she came in on a Sunday, it's easy to keep track. She waltzed in on a Sunday morning, let's say 10 o'clock in the morning, and she doesn't know what's flying. She was pregnant yesterday, she's not, I don't know what happened. She's gone. What's in front of the Rabbonim now? For the first 3 weeks she's in front of us, she saw nothing. 3 weeks of Tahir. Then Asora Shvuas Echatomi Echator. Then week number 4, she saw Dam every single day. Week number 5, she was clean every single day. Week 6, Tomei every day. Tomei Tor, Tomei Tor, Tomei Tor for 10 weeks. We have 13 weeks in front of us. Tor, 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 Tomei Tor, Tomei Tor, Tomei Tor, Tomei Tor. 13 weeks. That's what's in front of us. What's the din? I personally would refer to Shiloh to somebody else or go on vacation. But they had to deal with it. The din is like this. It'll take us till tomorrow to get all the facts down. But Mishamesh, she can't go to her husband for 5 weeks. Mishamesh es le'or shloishim v'chomesh. I mean, the evening going into day 35. We would call the last day of the fifth week, that night, meaning day 34 tonight, gets in the mikveh. And that night she's looked at her husband. And that's it, till the end of the 13 weeks. No other time will she be muteris in that time. From the 13 weeks, we're talking about how many days here? 13 times 7 is 91 days. In those 91 days, comes out only one night that she can be with her husband. Leil the 35th. Okay. How many times does she go to the mikveh in this whole long story? Umadbilan oiso tishim v'chomesh tvilis. The Rebbe Shammai. According to Rebbe Shammai, she's going to come out going to the mikveh here 95 times. Then we'll work out all the details. Ubeis hilalom v'shloishim v'chomesh 35 times. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, omadayel tvilis shetehei bo acharoina. Now, let's just, she goes once to the mikveh. Now, let's just figure this out here. Before we get into all the details, we have a there's a fundamental machloikis where the tefillah bezman mitzvah. In other words, tefillah bezman mitzvah. A woman lamed says a zovah. She counts as zayin nikiyim, so she has to go to the mikveh sometime during the day, seventh day. What if there's no purpose in going to the mikveh there? It's a case like zasavik. She can't go to her husband. She may still be tummy. Does she go to the mikveh then or not? Do you go to the mikveh when it's the zvan yom mikvah, only when there's a point to it? That's called tefillah b'zman. Tefillah b'zman a mitzvah means there's a mitzvah to go tefillah at the zman. So let's say a woman is suffix, this is the seventh day, or suffix, she's a neither, she's someone that will see all these cases. If you hold tefillah is mana mitzvah, she goes to the mikvah. Because on the side that this is the seventh day, she has a mitzvah to go to the mikvah. Now, even though the tefillah will not help us much, because we suffix, we can't be matarar. But there's a side, this is the seventh day of Zion again. So she has to go to the mikvah. We paskel moshal halacha, tefillah bizman is not a mitzvah. Meaning, you go to the mikvah when there's a point to it. If there's no point, that's not the gain. There's no mitzvah to go swimming, yechme. It's a mitzvah to become tor. If you're anyway stuck in a mess, you don't go. Now, that's obviously the machloikis beislam beishamai and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehud. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of sveikis, so you understand. You're talking about weeks and weeks. We don't know exactly where she's holding. There's going to be sveikis on top of sveikis. We don't know when the baby was born. Any day could be the seventh day of a Zohar. Any day could be the 14th day of a Nekeva, which would all force her to be look. Any day could be Zion Nekiv. Any day could be anything here. We'll see. So, Beishame and Beisila clearly are going that we have to cover all our bases with the tefillahs. Tefillah is a man of mitzvah. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says tefillah is not a problem. When you get out of the whole mess, 9:35, you clear? She goes. That's simple. That's machloikis. Okay, that's the brisa. So let's go slow. First thing we want to do is get what was. Now somehow Rabbi Yosef Reb Chanina had a kasha from this brisa on Rabbi Shimon ben Levi's yesod that Rav Noshim Vlad Ma'alim, where we know she was pregnant. And Robin said on that, I don't buy the kasha. Lo yadana, what's the kasha? So let's get that first. Then the Gemara will go to figure out what in the world is going on in this brisa. How do all these computations come out? So it says like this. We're saying she's 3 weeks tyra, 1 week dam, one, let's say the first 5 weeks, 3 weeks tyra, 1 week she saw every single day, week five clean the whole week. She's mutter to her husband the last night, basically of the fifth week, 34 going into 35. That means the whole first week she can't, she's asur l'bayla, the whole second week, the 34th week. So it's like this. Bishlo shavua rishin loy mishameshes ema yoleda zocharhi. How about it? We don't know what happened here. She came Sunday at 10 o'clock. Maybe she had a boy at Sunday at 9:55. Which means she's tomei till Motsoy Shabbos. The whole first week is knocked out. That might be the 7 days of tum of a zocher. Now it might not be. She might have had the baby 6 days ago. That's true. But we got to cover all the bases. So the extreme case would be she had the baby just before she came to the bezin, right? So she came in Sunday at 10. Sunday at 9, she had a baby, a boy. She's Tommy Tomotsa Shabbos. So that first week is out. That I understand. Shavua Sheni, Amy Yoledes Nekevoi. I understand Vaita. She came in on Sunday at 10. Maybe Sunday at 9, she had a girl. So for 2 weeks, I wiped out. So the first 2 weeks, Avada, she's a Surah Labayla. Shavua Shlishi, also I understand why. There's another possibility. Maybe when she had the baby, Sunday at 9, right? She had the baby, but she was then in her Yemei Ziva. And she had Dambes the Leda. So that's called the Yoledes Bezoiv. Now, we had already that you're not a Zova when there's Koishi, there's a Koso. But this woman may have had a painless birth. Bezoivi. I mean, we don't know what's flying here. We got to cover all the bases. If she was Yoledes Bezoivi, right? Let's say she was Yoledes Bishoifi, Sunday at 9, a girl, and happened to be in a Yemei Ziva. What's her din? 14 days she's Tmeya. But she's got to count Zayin Nekiyim for the Ziva too. She's double. She's Yoledes and a Zovel. You got to cover everything. Now, so you need the first 2 weeks are out. That's the 14 days of Tumah. And you need Zayin Nekiyim. So you just knocked out the first 3 weeks. Now here we have to be careful. Zayin Nekiyim. The first 3 weeks she didn't see any dam. Let those 14 days count. Let the 14 days count as Nekiyim. That's a big machloikis we're going to have later on Daf Lamed Vov. Yemei Leida, She'ena Royebo, days that are counting in the 7 or the 14 of Yoledes. Now if she sees Dam, obviously it's not Noki. But she doesn't see. Can that count as Nekiyim for Zova? It's machloikis later. This Brisa is going, a Yemei Ziva, which is how we pass it. Yemei Ziva, She'ena Royebo, Eina Oilen, Limei Zivosa. You can't count days that are in the Yoledes Cheshvan, even though they're Noki, in the Cheshvan of Zayin Nekiyim. So if she came in at Sunday at 10 o'clock and had a baby Sunday at 9 o'clock, a girl, and was a Zova, she's out for 3 weeks. Because 2 weeks is her Yemei Leida. And even though they're clean and Gansin, they can't count as Nekiyim. She owes Zayin Nekiyim because she's also a Zova. So she just knocked out 3 weeks. So Gemara says, I understand Week one, why she can't go to Hazan? Week two, she can't go to Hazan. Week three, she can't go to Hazan. Okay, let's continue. Shavua, Shlish Ema, you'll let us in the cave of Bezoivi. Elo, Shavua Revi. Now let's think this through here a minute. The fourth week. The Gemara comes with an interesting twist. The fourth week, I said, why did she can't go near her husband? The fourth week, she saw Dam every day. What if I can't? She's Zichat Tor then. What's going on? She had a Zohar or in the cave. What's week four? Week four is day 22 till day 28. No matter how you slice it, that's Yemei Toyar. Yemei Toyar of a boy, we said, is from 8 till 40. From a girl, 14 to 80. What's your overlap? 14 till 40 is Tor no matter what. She's now in week four. Week four is 22 to 28. That's in the 14 to 40 bracket. Why isn't she Muteris? We would have said 3 weeks clean, get into the husband. No, those I understand. But the week she saw every day, then she should have been with the husband. What's the problem? Slice it this way, slice it that way. She had a girl, she had a boy, Zoe, I don't care. By the end of 3 weeks, she cleared everything. Now that she's seeing in week four, there's no Tyra, you made Toyar. Why is she also the husband the fourth week, says the Gemara? Ela Shavua Revi'i. Ah, Falgabdi Kochaz Yedam, Achvashte, she saw every day. Teshame, she should be Mutoz, Tohodam, Torhu. No matter what happened there, Zohar, Nekeva, Ziva, whatever you want, you're in the 14 to 40 bracket, from 22 to 28. Satira. Zohar, that's why I see that Rabbi Shuman Levi is wrong. What do you mean you may tell you? Because you're assuming there was a baby. Who said you assume there's a baby? Rabbi Shuman Levi said that. You see, you don't assume there's a baby. You have to done with the possibility that there was no baby. See, neither is Rabbi Shuman Levi wrong. Doesn't bring the kasha. El Shavua Revi, Afagav de Kochaz Yedam, Teshamesh, Dodam Toru. Lav Mishum de Lo Azlinen Bosarubo. Isn't it because there is no such right? I also have to deal when I don't know what's flying that maybe she didn't have a baby, and Rabbi Shuman Levi is wrong. That depends on Kasha. Fregdi Mots, I go to Kasha Taka. Why did Robin say Lo Yedaina? I don't know what the Kasha is. Elamai lo yadana. So what does Robin's lo yadana my to you? Does I go to kasha? The answer is no. We had that over here by Mapelas Chatucha. You remember Yad? We just had it yesterday. Yad Chatucha. We said it's vaday of lad korban menecha, but no, you may toya. Why? Because I don't know when she had the baby. Not that pshat. I don't know she had a baby. Avada she had a baby. But we were going here. Maybe she had it Sunday at 9 o'clock. Maybe she had it 6 weeks ago. 10 weeks ago, so the toyar is finished. Not that pshat is supik. There's no toyar because she never had a baby. Avada she had a baby, but I don't know when she had the baby. Ema hechiko ledosa. You want to tell me that when she says when she sees the 22 to 28, that's vaday dam toyar. Yeah, that's assuming she had a baby on day one. What if she had a baby 10 weeks ago? You're long past the Yemei Toya. That's what he said, Lo Yadana. He asked the Makasha, he proved from there we have to deal with the possibility there was no baby. Maybe Mela Reb Shuman Levi is wrong, the Lo Yadana. I don't hear the Kasha. The Vadai was a baby. And she'll bring a karma, Venechal, if it was in time based on Migdash. But you can't give a Yemei Toya because I don't know when the baby was. It's not Hashmuz. In order to pin Toya, I got to have a starting point. So I go to Chumra, Fashtetzach. I go to Chumra and say she had the baby 5 minutes before she came. But I got to go to Chumra another way too. Maybe she had the baby 3 months ago. Okay. So that was that discussion. Now the Gemara gets into the Braisa itself. So basically we covered the first 4 weeks of the Braisa. Okay, now. Hak Shavua Chamishi. Now let's go. What's the fifth week? The fifth week, she didn't see anything. She's knocking guns. We say she's Muteris Labailo the last night of that fifth week. Right? Frank the Gemara, why do you have to wait the whole week? She's taught a whole week. Why are you waiting the whole week? Ha Shavua Chamishi de Tohorhu Teshamesh. Why do you have to wait for the end of that week? Kishmas is the obvious answer. What happened over here? Week four. Say, so 22 to 28, she saw every day. Okay? Okay, she said she's finished. The need is 7 days to come out. Not like we have today. 7 days, she goes to me, it's over. So, day 29, she's from Teres Labayla. Evening at the 29th. Why are you waiting to the end? So, yeah, that's if you know the Cheshire. But I don't know what's going on. In the fourth week, every day she saw Dam. What is that Dam? I don't know exactly. So I have to always be mesupik. Every day is the end of the leida. The next day is the beginning of the nidus. We don't know. So you got to go all the way to chumrah. That means what? I have to say like this. That day 28 when she saw was day 1 of nidus. Maybe day 27 was the end of the toya. Day 28 is number 1. That means she needs how many days of nidus? 7 days. So that's 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34. When the 34th day is over at night, then she's cleared. Then you cleared everything. Ha-shavua chamishi de-tohorhu te-shamesh. Freg-zog-a-nein. Ha-shavua revi, the fourth week, which she saw every day, I have to be mesupik where the end of Leida and beginning of Nido is. Kol yoyma v'yoyma misapkin b'soif Leida. Every day could be end of Leida u'betchilas Nido. So what's my biggest chumra? Push it to the end. Say that day 28 was day 27 was the end of Leida. 28 is the first day of Nidus. I need 7 days of Nidus. The Esther Nutmaniyo 28 Gufe on that last day, the fourth week, Amar Trilatz Nidoi. Go all the way to Chumra. That day 28 is the first day of her Nidus. Eba Zay Bayil Amesef Shivul Nidos. Okay. Now, Frag the Gemara. Let's go back to the third week for a second. The third week, she's completely torn. She didn't see a thing. But we don't go let her need a husband. Why? She might be a letters bezoif. And this third week is Zayin Nikiyah. Now that's not so simple. Because the din, it's not like today. When we go to mikveh night because of a nida, a zova goes by day. She became a zova. Zayin Nikiyah starts Sunday. Sunday went to Shabbos. She can go to the mikveh in the morning. The Emes says it's all over in the morning. She makes the Sfiras Yom and it's all over. So let her be Mishamish on day 21. It's day 21 is the seventh day of Zayin Nikiyah. As soon as the morning comes, she makes a Bedika, what we call Sfira, and makes a Yom Kikula and it's all over. I'm sorry, I lost the place here. Vesim Echad, Tashamish, on day 21, she can have Tashmish, because as long as she gets a mix of Sayoim Kikula, worst case scenario, we put the baby an hour before she came here on day 1. Let's make it a Nekeva Beziva. Okay, I need 14 days of Tumah, then Zayin Nikiyah. So day 21 is the seventh day of Nikiyah. So as soon as Aloy Sashacha comes on day 21, she can make a Bdika, and it's over. Let it be Mishamish on day 21. Zog the Gemara. Rip Shimon. He does a Rip Shimon. The Omar. Osalasis came. Shematovo Lidei Sofek. That's the Gemara we'll have at the end. That's a famous problem here. Let's go forget all this mess. Take a regular Zovo. She saw 3 days. Now she counts Zayin Nikiyah. On day 7 of the Nikiyah, right, she goes to the mikvah by day, Mikseyam Kukulo. Can she be Mishamish then? Can she live with her husband that day? So, you know, if you're a gambling person, she could. But if you're not a gambling person, it's a risky proposition. Why? Because when we say Mikseyam Kukulo, that's true. And she'll go to the mikvah 9 o'clock in the morning. That's assuming, though, that the day goes out peacefully. But if she'll see Dam sometime later in the day, it's a Shaisal HaMafrei, the whole thing goes off. So it's not a wise idea to be Mishamish, because if she'll go to mikveh 9 o'clock in the morning, she'll be Mishamish with her husband 10 o'clock in the morning. At 3 in the afternoon, she'll see Dam, LeMafreya, the whole thing is off. There was no Zayin Nikiyah. She's Chayiv Koris. They're both Chayiv Koris. So it's not the wisest thing in the world to be Mishamish. That's what Reb Shimon says. Oh, Salasis King. You're right. Theoretically, Menat Torah, you could do that. Because Miksayim Kikul, Leav Yisvira, is Multibetashmish. It's over. But it's not wise. Shematovali de Sofik. What will be if she sees 2 minutes later? So that's what we're saying. You're right. On day 21, let her have Tashmish to husband. You're right, theoretically. But we're going with Reb Shimon, which is the way we hold. What? That's a good question. Why is it so? Tashis, he means you'll come. You're putting yourself in a matzav of sofik. Tell you say it's a lotion modern. You're not putting yourself in a matzav of sofik. Once you do it, it's over. It's not a sofik. It means you're getting yourself into a matzav of sofik. By being the shamish at 10 o'clock, you're a heavy gambling person. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the words are funny. Shema tovali the sofik bishas the tashish. Yeah, the place of much sarabis with the words. We'll get the taste at the end of the mesuchta. Good, fine. But I don't understand. Day 21. Day 21 elapses. Completely betaira. Right? When does she become? When does she say dam again? The fourth week, meaning day 22. Good, so the night of the 21st, she could have tashmish. Why do you have to wait till 35? 21 is Yizayin Nikiyim, right? So you wait out till Shkia the 21st, and this is over. That night. Why can't she be with her husband that night? What's wrong that night? You're telling me the fourth week she sees every day. That's 22 in the morning she saw. But 21 at night, she didn't see yet. So then, why do you have to wait till 35? That's 100% legitimate. You're right. We have in this case, we're talking, when we say she saw every day the fourth week, we mean she started seeing at night, not in the morning. You're right. And Tosis Takis says it doesn't mean we're going to soon see that according to Beit Shammai, she goes to the mikveh every night. 95 tefillahs. That's crazy. What are you going to mikveh? She sees dam. That's dam ridiculous. Says Tosis, she didn't see at the 1 minute after the shkia. I mean, she saw an hour after the shkia, so it's time for a tefillah. As I say, theoretically, if she's mishamish before that avada, she could be mishamish. We're just telling you, we're talking, she saw her soon after the shkia. So practically speaking, we don't have a free night to give her till 35. But ain't no chenami. Night after 21 into 22, before she sees that three, of course she's with Eretz Labayim. There's nothing wrong there. The Zayin Nikiyim finished on 21. What? It might be, but we can't let it be mishamish. It might be. No, you'll see why it can't be. You'll see, mishamish can't be. No sense going to the mikveh if she's tummy. There's a tzad she's tummy. No sense for tulas yom aruch, though. She certainly... It's dumb toya. What are you asking? It's dumb toya. Okay, let me think about that. I lost the cheshire right now with the mishamish. I hear your problem. Okay. But I'm just saying, this part is certainly true. Enoch Hanami, she is Muteris Labayil in the 21st. She can chop a rhyme before she sees Enoch Hanami. There was this talking, this Bryce, as you'll see it, that's a very strange Bryce, why it's set up this way. But give me a blanket statement. And I can't tell you blanketly that evening is Mutal Atash. You're going to have to watch the clock because it happens to be a woman who sees right away. The 35th night, then you're out of the, because that week is a week of Tyre. Week 5 is a week she doesn't see. Week 4 is a week she does see. And this woman sees every single day of the week, and she sees it early in that evening. So to say she's Muteris Labayla, the advice they didn't want to say, she is Muteris Labayla. Okay, we'll stop there. The tefillahs, we'll see you tomorrow.